The Mishnah of Yaakov Omer. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Olam Hazad Dom of the Pozdor, Lifnei, or Bifnei, Ha'olam Haba. Hasken Atzmocha Be Pozdor, Kadeshi Tekanes Hatraklan. Rashi, the Rambam. Traklan Ha'Hechel, the palace. Upozdo hamavo, the entryway. Vahamashal boroy, vahakavana yidua. Sheba olam azen nechoshos hamailos, sheba hen yizke ha'odam l'chay olam haba. That in olam haza, those qualities and those virtues can be attained through which a person merits Olam Haba. V'zeh inu ela derech umav alahahu. So what did the Rambam add with those last six words? So Moshe l'mah dov adomer. Let's say you're giving advice. You work in academic advisement, and you're giving advice to an incoming college student. So you tell him that you know that your professional options that you'll have, the professional options that will be available to you a few years down the road, and for that matter, for the rest of your career, are really going to be determined by how well you do in college, by what courses you take, what your GPA is, etc. Okay. Let's, whatever, I don't know the job market well enough. Let's assume for illustration's sake that that's 100% true. Now, that advice, that sage advice, doesn't imply that the only thing to do in college is to be focused on one's courses and grades. No, it clearly identifies the importance and the significance of the courses and grades, but it doesn't imply that they have some exclusive right or demand on your time. It's just a way of saying, look, no matter what else is going on and no matter what else you do, don't let it distract you from this. This has to be accomplished. Does that preclude extracurriculars? No. But it's just saying, don't let the extracurriculars impinge upon this. If the Rambam would tell us Sheba Olam Hazeh Nichosh HaMailos Sheba Hen Yizkeh Odom L'Chay Olam Haba, so that's the analog to the advice that academic advisement is giving to the incoming student. And again, in that context of the academic advice, correctly, the advice is not intended to preclude a person pursuing extracurriculars. We're not talking about the context of YU. We're giving the analogies from a secular college. That's why we're not talking about learning. But when the Rambam adds "v'zeh eino ela derech umav alahahu," he's explaining to us that Rabbi Yaakov's metaphor is intended to say something more far-reaching. The prozdor serves no other purpose. It's not that the prozdor is also, or even first and foremost, the access point to the traklan. It's rather that's all it is. It doesn't have any any meaning or significance or function beyond that. And that's why the Rambam says, not only Shabbalam Azer Nechoshes HaMad Shabbat Yizkar HaMachalam Haba, but then he says, V'zeh Eino Ela, and that's all it is. That's all it is. V'zeh Eino Ela Daruch HaMavah L'Hahu. What's the next mission? Who are you, Omer Yofa? Who, Rabbi Yaakov? Yofa Shoachas B'tshuva Ma'asim Tovim Ba'olam Hazeh. I don't know. We'll read it with the Gersa Mikol Chaye Olam Haba. I don't understand the Gersa Kechaye Olam Haba. So let's read it with the Gersa Mikol Chaye Olam Haba. And Yofa Shoachas Olkoros Haruach Ba'olam Hazeh Mikol Chaye Olam Hazeh. What is the Rambam, right? Kvar b'yad m'perek asir shel Sanhedrin, she'en la'acha hamoves shleimus v'lo tosefes. Ve'eno odam masik shleimus u'mosif ma'ile ele b'olam haza. Va'al ze rome shlomo b'omo ke'en masa v'cheshbon v'das v'chochma b'sh'ol asher toho lech shama. Ele b'oso matzav she'oze v'odam bo'hu nisha l'olam. So just to understand what this Rambam is saying, and you know, sometimes to understand what something means, we need to understand what it's not saying as well. And to understand what it's not saying, so if you look, for instance, in Perek Ches of Hilchos Tshuva. So in Perek Ches of Hilchos Tshuva, Alok of Beis, if you have a Rambam, take a look, I will say. So the Rambam, Kayodua, famously says, Ha'olam ha'ba'im b'gufu gviya. It's not a corporeal existence. It's not a physical existence. The word corpus means body. Ela nafshos ha-tzadikim bilvad b'logof. K'malache ha-sharis. It's an existence similar to an angelic existence. Hol ve'ein bo gvios. If there's no body, ein bo lo achila lo shsia. So then, Mimela, everything which caters to physicality doesn't exist either. And what's more, experiences which are a function of physicality also don't happen, don't exist. Kigon yeshiva va'amida, right? A person's seichel, a person's soul doesn't sit down and stand up. A person's soul doesn't take a nap. Ve'etzev u'schok v'chayotzei bohen. Kach omu chacham ha'rishonim ha'olam haba in lo achila v'ashsiyah v'lo tashmash al tzadik m'yoshim ha'drosem b'vashem n'anim zev ha'shchina. See, it just parenthetically. So the Rambam quotes this Maim HaChazal. It's in Brachos Yud Zayin. This is Maim HaChazal. So the Rambam quotes this as a raya to his conception of Olam Haba, that there are no bodies in Olam Haba. If there were bodies, then there would have to be Achila and Shesia, etc. The Yad Ramah is Masig in the Rambam. The Yad Ramah defends the view that Olam Haba, albeit a different type of existence than that of Olam Haza, but does represent Guf and Neshama reunited, and says on the contrary, this Maim HaChazal contradicts the Rambam. If there's no Guf, then you don't need to say that Ein Bo Lo Achila V'lo Shsia V'lo Tashmish, etc. Just say Bekitza, there's no Guf, and then Fashleitzach. If it's hard to put on your suit in the morning if you don't have a body, you know, it's not a... It's a little bit of an impossible feat, and if you don't have a mouth and you don't have a stomach, you a person doesn't that doesn't eat either. This is on the contrary. The arichos points to the fact that there is a guf. And aval b'chein, despite the fact that there is a guf, is ein bo lo achila v'lo shasiya v'chulu. It's not a good kasha. So what does the Rambam do with it? How do you find for the Rambam? So the Chara is follows. Let's say you're a gabbite stalker, and you come to a community, and you're trying to raise money for you. Okay, so there are two gabbite stalkers representing two stalkers. One gabbite gets up and says, "Rabosai, there's X number of people beneath the poverty line in the communities that we try to service. We need money. Please give generously." The other guy gets up, and his drasha is, I went to visit some of the families that we try to help, and I'd like to share with you what I see. I went to one family and I came in, and there's a 3-year-old crying because there wasn't enough food for him to have breakfast this morning. And there's an 8-year-old who, even though it's 10 o'clock in the morning, is still in bed because his clothing wore out and they don't have money to buy new clothing. So the only way he can stay warm or have a little bit of dignity and be covered up is to stay under the covers. And the description continues. So who gave the shorter drasha? Right? If you take out your you're timing it, the stopwatch. So the first one, he said, I'm coming for people who are below the poverty line. We know what below the poverty line. Below the poverty line means that there's food scarcity, Rahman al-Islam. Sometimes it means there's homelessness, Rahman al-Islam. So he said it. He said it b'kitzu. What does he have to elaborate? He took 10 seconds of our time. He made the appeal. And the second one was Marich. He tells us story after story after story. But it's clear who makes the point more effectively. The second one made the point more effectively. It's all fine and good, you know, to be logical, but you want to make a point effectively. So sometimes fleshing out the details of what it means to be below the poverty line and painting a picture with words of what it means to be below the poverty line is much more effective than just stating the fact. The Rambam's comeback to the Yad Ramah would be, yeah, Chazal could have said Ein Bo Guf. But in terms of driving home the point of just how totally other the whole existence of Olam Haba is, so it's the difference between saying there are families below the poverty line or to say that there are children who are crying because they're hungry and who can't get dressed in the morning because they don't have clothing. The more effective drasha, it's like a longer drasha, but the more effective drasha is the second drasha. So Olam Haba, Chazal want to impress upon us that it's a totally other existence. There is no, it has nothing in common with Chai Olam Hazeh. So you can say Ein Bo Guf, well, you can say, that's pshat l'chor for a moment. Okay, right. Kach ramu chacham harishon. Oh, we read that right. Harein izbar l'chor, says the Ram, she'en sham gof, v'hi she'en sham achil l'shsiyo. Ay, v'vizeh she'omu tzadikim yoshvim. So what does it mean that the tzadikim, quote, are sitting, end quote? Al derech achida. No, it's a metaphor. כלומר, נפשו סתדיקים שם, מצויים שם, בלא עומר ולא יגע. If a person is running, or even walking, or even standing, it takes effort. If a person wants to have a, if a person wants to be effortless, so you sit in an easy chair and you put your feet up. So that's what Nafsho Satzadik, and that's what the moshal, the chida of yeshiva represents, that Nafsho Satzadik and Mitzvim Shem below Omo below Yega. There's no exertion. What does it mean that their crowns are on their heads? Their wreaths are on their head? The knowledge that they acquired, shebiglala zoch l'chayim olam haba mitzuya imoen v'hi ha'atara shalahen. That's what's being depicted metaphorically as a crown. Ki inyan she'ama shlomo ba'atara she'itur alo imo. V'harehu omer v'simchas olam al rosham. V'ein ha'simcha guf she'kedesh ha'tanuach al ha'rosh. So obviously rosh is being used metaphorically here. So just as it's clear that Rosh is being employed metaphorically, so too the Atara, which is being depicted as Al HaRosh, Kach HaTorah Amu Chachamim Kan Hi Yadeya. This is the part of the halacha which ties in with our Rambam in Parashat Mishneis. Umahu Zeh She'amu V'Ne'anim Mizim V'Ashchina. Sheyodin u'masigin me'amitas HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'she'en en yodin ve'hein beguf ha'ofel ha'shofel. So the nan and mizev ha'shchin, again, literally they're basking, they're enjoying the radiance of the Shechina. So what is that metaphorically depicting? Says the Rambam that even Moshe Rabbeinu, he discussed this earlier in Perek Beis of Yisrael, of Yisodei HaTorah, that even Moshe Rabbeinu, the Bechir Amin HaAnoshi, calls man that he was in Olam Hazah and existed in this hybrid form of Guf and Neshama, so there's a certain cap on Yediyas Hashem. There's a certain ceiling that hybrid existence imposes. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, and obviously therefore everyone else. And in Olam Haba, that cap, that ceiling is removed, and then the person is able to have hasogas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which are impossible in Olam Haza. So what was our Rambam Parashat Mishneis talking about? What does it mean that la'achar hamoves, there's no shleimus without tosefes? So the answer is as follows. Let's sort of imagine that a person can depict the shleimus he achieves, again, which is obviously measured by the shleimus that he's capable of, on a scale of 1 to 10. Let's say 10 will represent the highest. So what the Rambam is saying is that a person's score on that 1 to 10 scale, the score will be determined in Olam Hazeh. Now, what the Rambam isn't saying is that, and whatever a person knows in Olam Hazeh is all he's going to know in Olam Haba. Olam Haba is just chazar and everything a person learned in Olam Hazeh. No, what the Rambam is saying is that what a 7 represents in Olam Hazeh, let's say a person attains a 7, of he's what 10 represents for him, he accomplished a 7. So what 7, then 7 translates in Olam Haba to more that the person had in Olam Hazeh. But the point is, he can't get to an 8, he can't get to a 9. On the level of 7, he'll have greater hasogas, greater understanding in Olam Haba than he had in Olam Hazeh. And in that sense, that there is Tosefes in Olam Haba. But the point is, there's no Tosefes and Shleimus on that scale of 1 to 10. He'll get the extra that's given that the cap for someone who's a seven in Olam Hazeh, that cap is lifted in Olam Haba, and he'll get whatever that allows for. But he'll never move to the eight. Lefichach, says the Rambam, let's read a little bit more about that, Be'ez Hashem. Lefichach roi lehishtadal betkufas hazman haktzora hazos, v'lo levaz b'zo el b'kniyaz daz b'lvat. Lefisha hefseido godol, ki ein lo t'mur v'lo takon. Right? There's no replacement for time. No replacement for time. Physical objects can be replaced. Other things can be replaced. Time can't be replaced. V'kevan sheikira anshe amay levachach lo ro'u levalosa ele belimud v'hosafas chochma. V'hirvichu es kol zmanim al piyo emes. At Alpia MS, they salvaged and took advantage of every moment of life. They did devote time to the mundane as much as was needed, but not more. They didn't neglect the physical. They didn't neglect the mundane. They gave Caesar his due, right? V'acherim, but others make a mistake. Chomak mehem kulo b'dvar magashim bilvat. They spend their whole life on physical comfort and indulgence. V'yetzu mimeu, v'yotzu mimenu, when they leave Olam Hazeh, k'mos shenichnesu, in terms of chochma, they leave the way they entered. Kol uma shava kein holach. And whereas they thought that they were making the most of life and enjoying life, the emes is hefsiduhu kulo hefsed lo natzach. Rachmana litzlan. V'hamon ha'om b'chlalusam mahapchem es ha'emes benidon hazeh. People, unfortunately, the masses have a totally, totally inverted picture. The omim al hasiyo harishona, those who didn't indulge, they say hifsidu asa'olam, that they lost out on life. Val hasiyo ashniya, those who lived an indulgent life, hirvichu asa'olam, ah, they chaptarain. V'hadavu behepech kemosha tayanu, but the emes is the exact opposite. And the Hamon Am, so the Rambam says, Kare ani aleim es hamikra, zeh samim choshech l'or v'or l'choshech. They think darkness is light. They think light is darkness. V'oi l'mafsidim v'emes. V'inyan hazeh hu she'asor Shlomo yisod b'koheles b'shabchos revach olam u'b'ganusos hefseidav. This is what Shlomo HaMelech is talking about, thought Sefer Koheles. As in the pasuk that I'm quoted earlier of Cain Masa v'Cheshbon v'Das v'Chochma b'Shol, v'im hispananta b'oso sefer b'hisbanus hazos t'sparu l'cha emes. Says I'm giving you a call. The Rambam says to for pshat and sefer Koheles. This is a gevaldige musa shmos. What is a gevaldige musa shmos? The question is this, Rabbi Osai. The Rambam gives a gevaldige musa shmos. Rabbi Yaakov gives a gevaldige musa shmuz, but they seem to be two totally different musa shmuz. What does it say in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yaakov gives a shmuz about Yofer Shav Achz B'Tshuva Maisim Tovim. Didn't say anything about learning. He saw someone who hasn't done tshuva. He saw someone, he doesn't do any chesed. Maybe is Rachman Atzan Mizalzal and other mitzvahs. So he gives up Moshe Smooth. Yaf Shachas Bajum Maisim Tov and Bala Mazem Gokhan Haba. The Rambam walks into the base medrash and sees us battling. Or maybe he walks into the base medrash at 9 o'clock and sees that we're not there. And the Rambam gives a Givalga Musa Shmuz about Hasmada. So they're both beautiful Musa Shmuz and they're both worth hearing. they're both things to internalize, but they're two different Musar Shmuz. So what's the Rambam's Musar Shmuz got to do with the Yaakov's Musar Shmuz? Again, just to sort of repeat the question in a very pointed form, so juxtapose the following two sentences. Juxtapose that to the Rambam's ulefichach roi lehishtayf del betzkufas hazman haktar hazos v'lo lezbazbuza ele bekniyaz das bilvad. Chora pella. And the emes is, what's more of a pella, well, I don't know if it's more of a pella, equally pellatic, is naniach we just had this segment of the Rambam, and we didn't even know what Mishnah he was commenting on. So all we could do is just sort of read it and just understand what the Rambam is saying, but not necessarily be able to appreciate the Parshan of Shabbat. So the Rambam quotes, Al zeh romeis Shlomo ba'omro. What does Shlomo HaMelech say? Ki ein maaseh. The cheshbon, the das v'chachma b'shal shetah halach shama. Shlomo HaMelech is talking about much more. B'chodo, that's what it seems like. Then the Rambam is talking about. Then the Rambam quotes that post and says, "Aha, that's exactly what I'm telling you. Kneas das." That's not exactly what he's telling us. Shlomo HaMelech said something which is much broader. So I remember what it was. Maybe it was last year. You'll take a look in the Hakdamah to Perushim Mishnayos. You have a similar problem there in the Rambam and Hakdamah to Perushim Mishnayos. And Lechora, the key to understanding the Rambam just minei uvei internally, as well as his parshonos on the Mishnah, the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yud Zayin, if you take a look here in Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Margala Befume de Rava. It's around six lines after they branch out to the right. Margala Befume de Rava. Moshe, you have it? You see it? I'm sorry, Derava? Not Derav Meir. Magal Befume Derava. It's a little bit below that. I think it's below Rav Meir.
Sorry, my bad.
No problem. I'll deduct 20% from this week's salary. Magal Befume Derava, Tachlis Chochma, Tshuva Meisim Tovim. Nochamo. Margula Befume Derav. Again, Margula means something which was Rogel Befiv. It's something that was so central and so important that the Rav would always, would regularly repeat, reinforce. Tachles Chochma Tshuva Meisim Tovim. Kimedume, that the translation here for tachlis should be culmination or fullest expression, ultimate expression. And it's clear that this mimer, again, what seems like the Rambam giving one shmuz and Rabbi Yaakov giving another shmuz, this mimer is the bridge. It's one and the same shmuz. And l'chora, what underlies this here is a conception of knowledge. We live in a, no chiddush in this, we live in a very secular world. We live in a very secular environment. with secular categories, secular conceptions. And within that secularism, there's a very sharp divide and delineation between sort of cognitive, intellectual. Knowledge is what you know, and action is what you do. Now, maybe a person can be open to charges of hypocrisy if his actions don't match his knowledge, but he still knows it. He still may be the biggest professor of philosophy in the most elite university in the world. He may not, he may not be voted professor of the year by his students, but that doesn't impugn his knowledge. Because we have this sharp divide. Knowledge is sort of something in the cognitive realm, and action is in its realm. And okay, so if there's any sort of sensitivity, so we do look for correlation, but we don't define action as a measure of knowledge, as an indicator of knowledge. Knowledge is what's the inspector's name? Those are your gray cells, right? Your gray cells have that knowledge, and action is action. The metzius with which the Rambam operates is that yes, it is possible to have knowledge. Let's call that knowledge with a lowercase k. Of that variety, but knowledge with a capital K, real knowledge, ultimate knowledge, the knowledge that a person is supposed to cultivate is a state of being. It's not just sort of cognition, but the person's knowledge defines who and what he is. It's sort of saying that the equivalent of knowledge is not having a book on the shelf, but that knowledge being alive in the person. Now, what determines which level of knowledge a person has? It depends whether or not the knowledge results and expresses itself, manifests itself in chokhmah and maisim tovim. Tachlis chokhmah, tshuva maisim tovim. Knowledge, if a person wants to know, well, have I attained knowledge with a lowercase k, which is something cognitive, something intellectual, compartmentalized? Or have I attained knowledge with a capital K? Something which is existential, ontological, something which is being. So then, bezos nibochein, whether or not it finds its ultimate expression in chokhmah maisim tovim. And memela alpi rava, alpi margala befume de rava, the tachlis chokhmah tshuva maisim tovim, the Rambam's shmuz, and Rabbi Yaakov's shmuz is the same shmuz. And what the Rambam is explaining to us is that Rabbi Yaakov is not talking about, there is a bechina, the same way there's knowledge with lowercase k and uppercase k, there's also maisim tovim with a lowercase mem and an uppercase mem. There's maisim tovim, which I don't really have the chokhmah, but someone told me, if you see an old lady, it's a good thing to help her across the street. And then there's maisim tovim with an uppercase mem, where it's based on mahu chanun, mahu nikra chanun, afatayeh chanun. And a person glimpses that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhog of the world. Mahu nikra chanun rachum afata heye rachum. That's ma'isim tovim with a uppercase mem. So says the Rambam, the ma'isim tovim with an uppercase mem, that's the ultimate expression of das. And that's what Rabbi Yaakov is telling us, that that's what life is devoted to. So is he talking about chachma, or is he talking about ma'isim tovim? That's like saying, if I'm holding a coin, am I holding one side of the coin in my hand, or am I holding the other side of the coin? No, they're two sides of the coin. It's not a question. If I'm holding the coin, I'm holding the coin. It's not a question of, if I'm holding the coin, am I holding the head side, or am I holding the tail side? No, it's two sides of a coin. I said I'm holding the coin, so it means I'm holding both. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Al teratz es chavecha b'shas kaiso, ve'al tach tenachamenu b'shoa shemesu muta lefonov, ve'al tishal lo b'shas nedru, ve'al tishtada l'rosa b'shas kalkalasa. What does the Rambam say? Zebor. V'heim divrei musar v'tikun ha-chever. U'metzias shasko shel advarim b'mkomam ha-moel. The Rambam is saying that Al Teratz is Chavecha B'Shas Kaiso is not intended to be presenting a din such as Al Tochal Nevela. Tochal Nevela is a laugh. Al Teratz is Chavecha B'Shas Kaiso is explaining and illustrating and giving guidance in terms of Derech Eretz, in terms of how a person conducts himself wisely and sensitively. Sometimes it's very painful when one sees it. Sometimes what one sees or hears examples with this, again, combination of sensitivity and insight are sorely lacking. It's not only to know what to say, it's to know when to say. It's not only to know what to do, the person has to know when to do. I was once present. It was a sort of a virtual gathering, so I was present virtually. For a gathering for a schus for a certain chola. It, his matzav at the time was very, very chomer. And basically, I mean, there was still room for a miracle, but there was chateva. It was still a nice, still would have been a nice nistor, but it was mamash a nice nistor that kaviyochel klape maila we were advocating for. And then afterwards, some person who didn't understand, who meant well, but didn't understand this Mishnah, if he had learned it or hadn't learned the Mishnah, starts again. He meant well. That's often, if not always, the case in these when people say the right thing at the wrong time. No, you just have to tell yourself you're going to get better, and you just have to be positive. V'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. Okay, so those are nice sound bites, and there are contexts and occasions when they're not sound bites and they're actually good advice and good words of chizuk. And there are times when they're absolutely ludicrous and out of place. There are certainly illnesses and stages of illnesses which have nothing to do with which a person cannot will away. People cannot will away terminal illness. It's not a question of, oh, just be positive. Tell yourself, you're going to get better. You're going to get better. I have a lot of volume in some contexts. Have a lot of volume in some contexts. In other contexts, it's about the truth. In other contexts, it's emes lamita. Ruach ish yichal kaleim. And in other contexts, it's have a lot of volume. It's not only what a person says and what a person does, it's when he says it and when he does it. You know, there's a Yiddish joke that is a little bit of not necessarily as sharp and intuitive as one would want someone to be. So this older child comes home. I don't know, maybe twice. I don't know, you can make them whatever age you want. Teens, whatever age you want. Comes home and says to his mother, oh, you know there was a Monday morning? Oh, you know, there was a bar mitzvah show this morning. And the bar mitzvah boy had an aliyah. And the father said, Baruch Shev Tarani. And you know, there was a crowd there and people were gathered. So mother says, oh, wonderful. Did you go up and say Mazel Tov? No, he's supposed to go over to people and be mishtatef and say mazel tov. Okay, so he hears. So comes home the next day, tells his mother, you know, on the way home from shul this morning, you know, I saw Levaya, and they were walking behind the oil, and the family was there, and lots of other people. But I did what you taught me. I went over and I wished them mazel tov and asach nachas, but I did what you told me. So the father says, gewalt, gewalt. You're supposed to go over and you wait and then eventually you say, I'm mokim menachem ischem. So he listens. Then comes home the next day, says to his mother, guess what? Says, in the chotzer of the shul, there was a wedding today. Yeah, the chassan and the kala, and it was so leibedik. I did what you told me. I went over to the chassan and I sat there, ma'amokim yanachem eschot, v'soch shavir atim v'sholim. It's not only what a person says, it's when a person says it, right? It's not only what a person does, it's when a person does it. Metzia shasa kosher dvarim bimkomam hamoyel. The timing has to be right. The timing has to be appropriate. At the very least, it's ineffective, and often it's counterproductive. But even if it's only going to be ineffective, that's not the sensitivity and the level of sensitivity and wisdom that a person should have. Shmuel HaKotan Omen bin Fola Yivchal Tismach Chemen Apa Lonema Ela Apa. What does the Rambam say? Afo Pisha Shlomo Hu Zesha Amatzav Ha'azel. This is a pasuk in Mishlei. Mikol Mokom HaChochem HaZeh, meaning Shmuel HaKotan Hoya Mochiach B'Musa HaZeh U'Maz Yemen Ha'avera Azaz. But Afo Pichay, why is that worthy of being recorded in Perkei Avos? So the Rambam means, Rabbi Yona actually says this explicitly, but it's in between the words, in between the lines in the Rambam as well, is that we can learn from the pasuk in Mishlei, again, this yesod and this code of behavior of binfol ayivchal tismach. A person shouldn't rejoice in a selfish way, because his enemies are vanquished. He can rejoice if it's rejoicing the Shem Shemayim, but if it's for himself, so then binfol ayivchal tismach. So we know that from Shlomo HaMelech. What on our own we don't know from Shlomo HaMelech, but we do know from Shmuel HaKotan, is how susceptible we are, how prone we are to doing exactly that. From the fact that Shmuel HaKotan used to regularly quote that pasuk in Mishlei, meant that it was something that he was trying to impress upon his Talmidim, something that they need to be on guard against. Because it's something that when we are naturally, or a part of us, a side of us, is naturally prone or susceptible to doing. And that's what Shmuel HaKotan is giving us insight into what Shlomo HaMelech is saying. Shlomo HaMelech, sometimes there can be, we can be told that something is wrong, but it doesn't necessarily mean that there's a strong Yetzer Hara to do it. Doesn't mean that this is something which is really supposed to be on towards the very top of our radar screen in terms of what we're guarding against and the major focus of our Tikkun HaMidos. And Shmuel HaKotan, by reviewing constantly, by singling out this pasuk, is positioning this for us in terms of our to-do list, in terms of our Tikkun HaMidos. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone should have a good, productive day. Rav Osai, good Shabbos. Everyone should be well, be safe, and it's Hashem.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Rabbi, can I ask a question?
Thank you, Rabbi. Good Shabbos.
Yeah, please.
I was just wondering, from what Rabbi explained in the Rambam in Mishnah Tzad Zayin about Olam Hazeh being exclusively for Olam Haba and sort of having no other value, how does that fit with the idea of doesn't that sort of indicate that in the Kiyum HaMitzvah itself there's a value even were there not to be Pschar or Olam Haba, which is a more intense version of the Yediyas Hashem?
No, that's an excellent question. You know, they tell the story about the Vilna Gaon. One year there was a scarcity of esrogim in Eastern Europe, and they just couldn't find an esrog. And finally, they found one person who had an esrog, so shlichim went, and he said, you know, we're here on behalf of the Gaon. You know, can you please sell us the esrog? And he said, no, I want it. And then finally he agreed, if the Gaon would promise him his schar and olam haba for the mitzvah, so then he'd sell the esrog. And the Gaon obviously was masking it right away to that deal. They tell a similar story about the Baal Shem Tov, that the Baal Shem Tov once gave a bracha to a couple that they should have a child, even though that they were naturally, physically incapable of having children. So the Gaon heard a bas kol saying that as a punishment for giving a bracha, which was going to cause Masa Breshis to be overturned, he was losing his Olam Haba. So the Baal Shem Tov, here's such a bas kol. So the Baal Shem Tov says, Kol Yoma, he says, Nitzta'arti, if I'd ever be able to be Ovi L'Shma. He says, no, Baruch Hashem, I'll be able to be Ovi L'Shma, because I don't have this Yetzer Hara about thinking about Olam Haba anymore. I know that's off the table. Baruch Hashem, I can just be Oved Hashem Lishma. And he has another bas kol telling him that because that, his Olam Haba was restored. So your question is an excellent question. I think that the answer is that Reb Yaakov is... Now, Lemaisa, practically what a person will do, whether he approaches it from Antignus Isocho's advice, or whether he approaches it from Biakov's advice, is the exact same thing. Exact same thing. The way a person maximizes is his Olam Haba is by doing everything, by learning as much Torah as he can, by doing as many mitzvahs and mice and Torah as he can. And that's the same way a person expresses Avodah Lishma. So practically, the two paths don't diverge. The difference is that Antignus is that Reb Yaakov is saying it on a level that we can all relate to. Antignus is so the Rambam says that Gedolei HaChachamim, that they would tell their Talmidim something like Linavone Talmidehim. How many people can relate to what Antignus is saying? How many people can relate? Avada, that's true. But if you want to get everyone focused, so then you're gonna give him a Byaku, you're gonna say it the way Reb Yaakov said it rather than Tignus Yisocho, because it Lemaisa, it 100% converges in two levels. Not only does it converge practically, but it also converges in the sense that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do, that we should do Lishma, he told us to do the Tov Lanu, v'mforshim say l'olam haba, l'chayosenu k'ayom hazeh. So on that level, it's also converging. It's Enoch Hanami, our kavana halavai, we should be zocha to that, should not be for olam haba. Our kavana is avodas Hashem Lishma. Why did Reb Yaakov say it the way he did it? And is the way he said it true? So again, not only is it true in terms of mitoch shel olishma b'olishma sense, which is also true, and also converges practically 100%, but it's true in a much deeper sense, that mitzideinu, it should be avodah lishma. But what's the Ribbono shel Olam's kavana, as it were? So the Torah says, v'tzdaketh yalanu. It means the Olam Haba. So it is true in the most fundamental and profound sense. That's why I thought once that was the Pshat in the Machlokas the Gemara Rosh Hashanah and elsewhere has a Machlokas HaMaram with the Mitzvahs Lehonos Nitnu and Mitzvahs Lav Lehonos Nitnu. So let's say if you're Muda Hano, you walk into Shul, and punkt, turns out the Baal Tokei is someone you took a neder never to have hanah from him. You're muda hanah from the Baal Tokei. So is it considered hanah for you to hear his tkiyas and thereby be yotzi mitzvah shofar? That's a machlokes HaMaravim. The mitzvah is the honos nitnu, the lav lehonos nitnu. We pass the mitzvah is the lav lehonos nitnu. Rashi says, lo'ol al tzavareihim nitnu. So what do you mean mitzvah is the lav lehonos nitnu? It's a posuk. Vayitzavenu Hashem la'asos tzakol l'chukim ha'ele. L'tovlanu kol hayamim chayim senek hayam hazeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded us the mitzvahs for our benefit. So the answer is, there's more than one answer possible, but one of the answers possible is that from our, so what does Rashi mean, le'ol atzavareim nitnu? It's not true, le'ol atzavareim nitnu. It's le'tovlonu, kol hayamim, not stam an ol. When you put the ol on the shore, it's not to make it better for the shore. It's to make it better. You're not thinking about the shore when you put the ol on the shore necessarily. So the answer is no. There are two perspectives. One is our perspective, and the other, Kaviyoch, is Moshe's perspective. Our perspective is supposed to be that it's le'ol atzavareinu nitnu. We're not looking to cash in. Moshe's perspective is clearly different. Is vayitzaveinu Hashem le'tovlanu l'chayos enikayom hazeh. So from our perspective, mitzvah's love lehonas nitnu. From the Baal Shem's perspective, mitzvah's lehonas nitnu. So which should be konveya, the halacha? That's one. But either way, that's the answer to the question.
Thank you, Rabbi.